and welcome to Advent Day 326.
Yeah, we've decided that because we're still in March of last year, we might as well keep doing Advent.
Yeah. So it's not a chart event. That's gone.
Good.
That's been packed away in its tiny box.
No, you packed it away in a tiny box and you asked me to put it in the loft and I put it in a bin. So
was that bin on fire?
Yes.
I thought it might be. Hello, I'm Ben Baker, by the way.
I'm Phil Catterall.
It's an extra for sticking with us throughout 2020, which I think, I don't know if you've seen this, but the newspaper's described as bit stinks. But I think it was the year of stinks. I think the Time Man of the Year in 2020 was some stink.
Deservedly so, yeah.
Who was the... I don't even know.
I don't know. It's probably the bloody coronavirus.
Oh, God, yeah, they will have given it to Ian Corona. You know what? My New Year's resolution is to stop saying Ian's thing so much.
Right. You are going to break that in the next, I'm going to say, 15 minutes.
You know what? I probably will. I'm going to look. The man time of the year is... No, in 2920, if I knew that, that would be an excellent bet to have.
It's going to be cockroach number 431.
Yes. It's going to be Wally. Yeah, it's Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah, there we go.
Were the person of the year, which, as we all know, that is two people. So...
Two persons.
Hooray for gestalt entities.
Is it gestalt or gestalt? I don't know, it is gestalt.
I'm not sure. I saw it first in the front of the Red Dwarf books where Grant Naylor were credited as the author.
Ah.
And I remember seeing it. Then I'm going, that's a fun phrase. I'm going to use that like I know it from scientific research and not a book about some smegs.
Yeah, I mean, that's still slightly better than where I know it from, which is where it was a fan term used for combining Transformers. So
that's good. And my New Year's resolution, also a second one, is to not call you a massive robots wanker every time you bring up that particular franchise.
Do you know what? That would be quite nice. I would quite enjoy that.
Robots wanker. Oh, it's going to be an hard year already, so let's not put ourselves under any more pressure. But it is New Year. Hopefully, you know, you're getting through as best you can so far. It feels very much like mining through shite, I believe, is the path through to at least Easter, where at least we can have, you know, natural sunlight. But normally, we start the podcast with the events of the day, but this is a kind of generalised January one. So I thought I'd look at what things happen throughout January. So we've got dry January.
I mean, I'm doing it. I cannot face booze at the moment. I just need to not drink.
I suppose it's a question of what you're drinking. If you've got onto a toilet duck, you know. And for our American listeners, bathroom goose.
No, that's brackets Canada only.
Yeah, so yeah. Canada dry January. moving on, National Codependency Awareness Month in the US.
Never heard of it.
I don't know, but it's something you want to think about. National Mentoring Month as well. These are all American ones, as is Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month and Stalking Awareness Month. So, okay. Thanks for all the fun ones in January in the United States.
To be fair, and, you know...
Don't turn this round as if I've gone, slurp, slew, I'm a big fan of slavery and stalking. That's not what I'm doing.
What I was going to say was, if any of our listeners also listen to The Archers, they will know that particular month has been well-timed because they are doing a modern slavery storyline in that at the moment. Yeah.
What?
There's a character that's a builder that had been employing, quote marks, people in that he was keeping them in a house and feeding them and you know, giving them stuff, but not actually paying them. And it's all now just come out. So yeah.
That's fun. And because of my first New Year's resolution, I'm not going to say, was it the character Ian Archers? I'm not doing that because... No, Ian's. It's Veganuary.
Veganuary.
Yeah. That's a terrible portmanteau.
I'm going to not drink, but I can't not eat meat, I'm afraid.
Well, keep food in mind. There's quite a few food-based event things in January.
Okay.
There's Be Kind to Food Servers Month by proclamation in the state of Tennessee. Shouldn't need to be a thing. Just, you know, don't be a dick.
Should be every month, yeah.
Hot tea month.
To be clear, that is the only sort of tea. If you're having cold tea, you've done it wrong.
Well, it depends if you're in that episode of Bottom with a gas man. But other than that, yes. National Soup Month. On your feet, which is the best soup?
Lentil and bacon.
Ooh, French onion for me.
French onion's good.
Oatmeal month.
I'm eating quite a lot of oats at the moment as well. I'm trying to be a bit more healthy.
I'm liking my porridge.
I'm going more baked oats at the moment. So
okay. Have you tried a California dried plum digestive?
No.
As it is California dried plum digestive health month.
I do not want that. I do not want that.
No, one of our best friends, Shona, throughout December, she'd made me an advent calendar, which comes back to the dry January thing, because it was all tinned gins and martinis and stuff, you know, the ones you can get in supermarkets that are just easy, quick to drink, you know. And yes, the only thing I couldn't stand was a plum spritz martini thing. It was bad.
I like a plum. I like a dried fruit, but I don't want dried plums. And no, California seems fine. So,
and California knows how to party.
Does it?
It keeps on rocking.
Does it?
I'm led to believe that.
Okay.
So, you know, that's what people celebrate in different places in January. But of course, it is still the New Year. And hopefully you got through New Year's Eve fine. We had a bit of a Zoom curry night. And one of us went to bed about 7:30.
No, which, it was about 10:30.
It was not it was closer to 9:00.
No, it was later than that. It was definitely later than that.
It wasn't 10:00, I'm telling you now.
Okay. I was tired.
I don't blame you at all. I know, I've been tired since March. So
as it happens, I was woken up by the fireworks at...
I was going to say, did you get...
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I mean, there were some at 11 and 12, because at 11, there was all the dickheads who were celebrating Brexit.
Oh, is that why they went off at 11?
Yeah, because Europe's an hour ahead.
I didn't know that.
That was the big 11 one. It was...
I mean, it started at 7 and continued through to about 1 by us. It was like the bloody Somme, genuinely.
There was two big batches here, one at 11 and one at 12, and thankfully not much around where I live.
So that kind of ties in New Year's celebrations, because obviously fireworks is a big thing in most countries. I had the telly on, so it showed you around, and it was very eerie seeing all the sort of empty places that would normally be full of human beings coughing openly into each other's eyeballs. dear. But, you know, BBC Scotland did have Deacon Blue on. So, you know, swings and roundabouts.
I reckon they've got about 15 more Hootenannies recorded in the event of Jules Holland's untimely death.
Or at the very least, they've got like a Cybertronic Roland River on, you know, just there to drop in for every single one in the future. This was supposed to be an intro into weird New Year's resolutions.
I know,
but,
it's good, isn't it? We've gone all over the place. I think this is what you get.
So you do have a list of weird New Year's resolutions.
I do.
Celebrations, if you will.
Traditions, let's go with.
Traditions,
because that's what the article says. This is from Fodor's Travel. You know, Fodor. Fodor.
Yeah, Hodor's brother. Fake Hodor. So go on then.
What, which is
number
short
one?
For hold the fake door. Spoilers.
Yes. Oh, he's ruined it.
Don't care. They ruined it themselves.
They did. Number one.
Number one. Right. Spain is where this tradition comes from.
This is space.
Space. So in Spain and some Latin American countries, one New Year's tradition is to eat 12 grapes. Eat 12 grapes.
Is that like an hourly thing or all at
once? No, it's with the chimes of the bell at midnight. So you gotta.
Oh, that's gonna. But one, two, three.
The favoured way, Ben, is to take a bite and then swallow the grape halves whole.
Okay, I could do that. I could do that.
Yeah, it's not bad. This dates back to 1909.
I feel like Kirby, Pac-Man. Yeah. You know, yeah.
But yeah, so it dates back to 1909 when some vine growers had an exceptional harvest and needed to sell more grapes.
I can
just picture them sat around a desk with a whiteboard. And it's like,
yeah.
12 grapes. Like, 12 yeah, grapes, midnight, yeah. 12 grapes. That's 12 grapes yeah. per person in Spain. That adds up to...
I think we're doing it next year with unsold copies of The New Mutants on Blu-ray.
Oh, it's a shame that didn't work out. Anyway.
It's rubbish.
I'm sure I've not seen it yet, but I've no doubt it's not very good.
I have. It's wank. Number two.
Number two, wear colourful underwear. So, in Mexico, Bolivia, Brazil, the colour of your pants determines what kind of year you will have. So red will bring love and romance, yellow leads to wealth and success, white stands for peace and harmony, while green signifies well-being and nature.
And brown stands for...
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Wash. Moth.
Grey stands for washed too much by new. Thanks.
If there's a massive hole in the middle, that means get new pants. Maybe you'll have prosperity in pants. Maybe you have to swallow 12 pairs of pants to get some new pants. I don't know. Like a sacrifice of the underpant god.
If you lose 7 of the pairs of pants, you'll get 5 pairs of pants, which was the sketch show a while ago.
I think it was 6 pairs of pants. Was it? Oh. Yeah, it was 6, I think. But, you know, I don't think Simon Pegg's lawyers are going to be on. They're quite laid back.
Immediately correct your title of my client. Or there will be no more episodes of Truth Seekers. Anyway.
Oh, I hope
there is. No, I hope there is. It's good. It's good.
I like Truth Seekers.
Everyone should watch it. It's good. Nick Frost seems really happy these days. I quite like it. Yeah, anyway.
They're good and staged as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Number three.
Yes.
Pouring lead.
I mean, yeah. So I mean, I just do that anyway, just because I don't like my neighbours very much, and I live on the second floor.
So in Germany, people melt small pieces of lead in a spoon over a candle and then pour the liquid into cold water, and then those the shapes that it forms are supposed to reveal what the year ahead will bring.
Is it mainly things that look a bit like dog tods then? Because I'm assuming that's basically...
Ball. If it forms a ball, luck will roll your way. Roll, ball, roll.
Roll, yes.
The shape of a crown means wealth. A cross signifies death, and a star will bring happiness.
That must be quite hard to make a cross, to be fair.
I can't work out how you'd do it just by pouring lead into a... You'd need a mould of some kind, wouldn't you?
You want to mess with somebody. You've got to, yeah. It's death. Sorry about that, Grandma. Anyway, let's get you off.
Come here and pour the lead through this mould.
Why does it say, die, Steve, die? In it? Don't worry about it, Steve. Don't worry about it.
It's German.
Steve being one of the more traditional German names, yeah. Number four.
Yeah, break a plate. Which country do you think this is?
It sounds Greek or Italian.
Wow, you're wrong, you racist. It's Danish.
Oh, okay.
Big racist.
I mean, I am a big racist. That is true. Thank you for noticing my talents.
So apparently, specifically, the Danish tradition is to throw plates and dishes against friends and neighbours' front doors. The bigger the pile of broken china is in the next morning, the more friends you've got.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, that sounds exactly what I want to deal with the first thing on New Year's Day.
Oh, look at all the friends that I've got who are apparently coming round for breakfast and they have no crockery left.
Yeah, oh, look at all the friends I have and I've forgotten to bring in the milk with shoes on. So it's like a scene from Die Hard. Okay, number five.
Oh, dear. Number five. Right, scarecrow burning.
Scarecrow burgers?
This one's from Ecuador.
Ecuador!
People build scarecrow-like... Very good, well done. Scarecrow-like dolls of politicians, pop stars, or other notable figures and set them on fire.
Brilliant.
It's meant to destroy all the bad things from the last year and cleanse for the new.
Oh, Gary Barlow! Oh, sorry.
Guess how it started.
Did by any chance they have a surfeit of scarecrows that they needed to sell?
Sadly not. A yellow fever epidemic hit a town and coffins packed with clothes of the deceased were burnt for purification. Yay!
So that's 2021 here in the UK.
We have burnt everything.
If in doubt, fire. That's what I say. Number six.
Oh, dear. Number six. Right, Philippines. Start of the new year is all about the money in the Philippines.
All about the lum-dum diddle-lum-dum.
Indeed. So the locals there believe that if you surround yourself with round things, because coins are round, this will bring you money and fortune. So
no 50p's or 20p's then.
No. And round food is eaten.
So pizza then.
Pizza.
Peas.
Cake. Pizza cake.
To be fair, all the round foods are delicious.
There's quite a lot of round food, yeah. Pork cylinders.
I mean, that's a state. If you get just like a cookie cutter, you can make anything into a round.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, I'm in. I'm in.
Bagels.
I'm burgers, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm in.
Chicken burgers.
Yeah.
Lamb burgers.
Just not square sausage.
Bread rolls. And then you just need an egg ring to make yourself a round egg.
I was a member of an egg ring, but I'm not allowed to talk about it due to laws. Number seven.
Anyway.
Not even.
Number seven.
Not even.
This one's one that I think people will be more familiar with. First footing. This is a Scottish thing.
Yeah, well, we were discussing this about 3 hours after you'd gone to bed on New Year's Eve. Oh, it's like right. This year, all the big Scottish ones are definitely verboten. Mm. It's like, please don't come into my home. I'm all right for coal or anything that you've picked up from outside. You know, it was just like, and also, please stop playing that Amy McDonald album.
See, my dad used to do this by going out the front door of the house and then coming in through the back door of the house. That apparently counts.
Yeah, it's,
I can't do that here. I'm in a third floor flat. There's nowhere I can.
I mean, it would be funny. Once.
It would involve falling out of a window and then dragging my battered body back up three flights of stairs. Yeah.
Funny once. Just once. Oh, number eight.
Number eight. Right. Naples. At New Year, people toss everything from toasters to fridges off their balconies.
I mean, you didn't need to finish that sentence. Just people toss. It's like, yeah. No further questions. Why?
Because it's throwing your old stuff out. Fresh start for a new year.
Chuck out your chimps.
So, chuck out your fridge. Chuck a fridge off your balcony.
Yeah.
That sounds safe. So apparently most people do stick to soft and small objects.
Mm.
And it's apparently also practiced in Johannesburg as well as in Naples.
Yeah.
Which is a weird...
Yeah, that's a weird twin town situation. And I don't mean the appalling Rhys Evans film.
Oh, dear. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Number nine.
trying to think of a country where they would watch Rancid Aluminium as a New Year tradition. Well,
as we found out, none. No countries did.
No. Number nine. Romania, in rural areas especially, New Year's Eve, they dress up in furs and wooden masks depicting goats, horses, or bears, and then dance from house to house to ward off evil spirits. Apparently the dance of the bear is the most popular.
Which of course involves eating picnic baskets and stealing pies off windowsills. Well, and not wearing any pants.
According to pre-Christian folklore, if a bear enters someone's house, it brings prosperity, health, and good fortune. I would argue that what it brings is a bear, which you generally don't want in your house.
No, correct. It's like, and also, if the first footer is a bear, I don't care if it's got coal or not, I'm not having it. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's wearing a tam o' shanter or not.
Do you know what? Actually, if a bear shows up... If the bear is the first person through your door and he's wearing a tam o' shanter and he's carrying whiskey, I'm on board. I would like to meet that bear.
Yeah, no, it's the Hofmeister bear on his uppers. It's not been a good time.
For some coal, follow the bear.
For American listeners, Spuds McKenzie.
For American listeners and British listeners under the age of 35.
We don't have any listeners under 35.
I know we don't. That's
number 10.
Number 10, mass kissing.
Mass kissing.
This is definitely right out
at
the moment.
Yeah. So, no. I mean, I'd love some, but
this is,
no.
This is Venice.
Yeah. I'd love to be kissed on the penis, yeah, but it's not happening.
In Piazza San Marco in Venice, tens of thousands of locals and tourists gather for fireworks, a light show, and a kiss in Venice. So there you go.
Oh, crikey. Number 11.
Number 11, 108 rings.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if the 12 days of Christmas went that long?
It's not that bad. Okay. It's so at midnight, Buddhist temples all over Japan ring their bells 108 times to dispel the 108 evil passions all human beings have, according to Buddhism.
I've way more than that, pal. I'm telling you now, I've come up with about at least 60 more in lockdown.
So traditionally, they ring 107 of them on the last day of the year and 108 one in the new year. So they do it across across the timeline. And people also eat buckwheat noodles.
You know, like, I wonder if they know, like that's bell 34, that's wanking. 35, that's making craven images of Jet from Gladiators, you know.
Brackets,
thank you for dispelling all those badnesses, the Japan.
And shall we move on to our final one? Because this might be my favourite one.
Crikey. All right, then. Better than round things.
Oh, my friend. Oh. So much better than round things.
Okay, and the 12th New Year tradition from around the world is...
So this one comes from Idaho.
Idaho.
What do you know about Idaho, Ben?
Potatoes.
Correct.
What?
Their New Year tradition is that they drop a giant potato from the sky.
Give over.
40,000 people show up to see the internally lit 400-pound glow-tato.
Brilliant.
There's a picture of it here, which I will send you separately. It is amazing.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, Idaho potatoes obviously quite famous around the world. So I can understand them getting behind that, and in a spectacular way.
Yeah, so some other ones around the US include Brasstown, North Carolina, where they drop a big possum.
No.
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, where they drop a 200-pound peep.
Oh, the horrible...
It's marshmallow sort of thing, yeah. And Port Clinton, Ohio, where they drop a giant fish called Wiley the Warlight.
Yeah.
But the potato's the best one. The potato's definitely the best one.
It is. I mean, if they did that in my town, they'd be dropping a 40-foot alcoholic.
Probably. No, they'd be dropping...
A 40-foot Greggs.
If they did that in your town, it'd be that escalator to nowhere from The Simpsons, is what it would be.
Yeah, there are a lot of escalators in Keighley. It's true.
You love them.
Well, I feel we've learned a lot about things which I'll have immediately forgotten about until next New Year, where I'll be hopefully, to be honest, I'll probably still be at home anyway. It's fine, you know.
Yeah, it's much nicer if you aren't just compelled to stay in. It's much nicer if you choose.
Hopefully your New Year was bearable, and hopefully the year will be bearable. And when I say bearable, I don't mean a bear has come through the door again. With a tam o' shanter and a big bottle of whiskey.
Whereas I hope that a bear with a tam o' shanter and a big bottle of whiskey has arrived in your house to bring you some much needed cheer. Provided he is part of your social bubble.
Yeah, or at least wearing a mask. And you know what? I ain't putting the mask on a bear. That's my New Year's resolution.
What, not putting masks on bears? That seems like a sensible one, yeah.
Yeah, for 2021, that's my that seems what I can stick to at least, unlike the Ian thing and the Transformers insults. Mm. So until next time, I've just been that bear. I've been that bear going through saying, "Hey, Richie, where's the party at?"
And I have been the 13th grape.
That's with them upcoming Marvel straight to TV things, isn't it?
I'd watch it.
Yeah. So until we meet again, please do continue to drop all of your potatoes, and we will see you very soon. Until then, bye. Happy New Year!
Oh yeah, Happy New Year. I should have said that.
And now a final New Year's resolution word from our resident robot.
Bleep bloop. Everybody eat 12 spines.
That's just distressing.
Bleep bloop, I have released your bears.
Is that a metaphor or literal? Literal, right, okay.
I'll do.
That's better.